This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Invited to join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and the Skype username, and that allows you to bring up absolutely anything that might happen to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring stuff in that we can talk to you about. Our co-host, who's normally here on Wednesday nights, Daryl W. Perry, is heading down to D.C. He's going to be going to spend the night in the area, and then tomorrow at, I believe, 4 p.m., if my memory serves me on this, he will be taking part in a presidential debate hosted by RT, libertarian presidential debate.
How many of the libertarian candidates will they have on the stage?
That is a question Daryl would be able to answer. Okay. As my understanding, Gary Johnson is not attending this debate. So some of the bigger name guys are refusing to participate for some reason in the RT debate, which I don't understand why they wouldn't go to this. RT is a big network these days. They've got a lot of coverage. There are a lot of cable systems, a lot of satellite dishes that can receive the RT network. And, of course, they're widely watched online as well. So very excited for Daryl. He's going to get a lot of exposure out of this. I don't know how long the debate is slated to last, but very cool news.
Yeah.
And he's going to be going to a number of different conventions, the Libertarian Party state conventions happening around the country throughout the weekend. So very cool.
There's been a lot of... It seems like each state wants to have their own libertarian debate and to see which candidate they like the best. I mean, you know, obviously Daryl, in my opinion, is the most principled of the candidates. I think that John McAfee has kind of the most flair of all the candidates.
And
I think that Gary Johnson seems to be sort of the likely
nominee. I don't know.
Nominee.
Man, that's going out on a limb.
You think so?
I mean, I guess you could say that because Gary Johnson was nominated in 2012, that could mean he's more likely to be nominated a second time.
You think, though, that the fact that, I mean, he's putting out lots of information about his name's getting Googled over and over again. I think that maybe not the people in the Libertarian Party are presuming that he's the nominee, but I think people outside the Libertarian Party are presuming that he's the nominee.
Well, you know what happens when you presume.
It's true.
So I think it's anyone's game as far as how things go in the upcoming National Libertarian Party Convention, which will be Memorial Day weekend, and Daryl will be attending that in just a few weeks. So go to DarylWPerry.com to check him out. Actually, there's a news story that he had an interview with The Blaze, which, of course, is Glenn Beck's news and opinion website, TheBlaze.com, about Daryl. Headline, this libertarian presidential candidate refused to file with the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, because he believes it shouldn't exist. Libertarian presidential candidate Daryl Perry has refused to file campaign paperwork with the Federal Election Commission because he believes there's no constitutional reason for the agency to exist. Quote, there shouldn't be a federal agency that oversees campaign finance, unquote, Perry told The Blaze in an interview on Tuesday. Now, I have to wonder, is The Blaze covering Daryl because Ted Cruz didn't get the nomination?
I think that they just like the idea that somebody's out there talking about this particular issue.
Well, because I don't know if you heard, but Glenn Beck apparently was quite the fan of Ted Cruz.
Sure.
And, of course, Glenn Beck is the proprietor of The Blaze. He's the creator of the whole organization. And he put in a bunch of money and a bunch of time behind Ted Cruz,
yep,
only to have him crash and burn here just before the Republican National Convention.
I'm sure it's a big disappointment to Glenn Beck, but I don't think that he considers Daryl W. Perry to be a threat to Ted Cruz's campaign, because he's not.
The point is that Ted Cruz has no campaign now, so if Glenn Beck were to tell his news editor, hey, let's have The Blaze investigate alternatives to Donald Trump, And maybe we'll start to see more headlines about Libertarian and other third-party candidates over on the Blaze, which could only be a good thing.
Maybe so. I don't know if that's the reason that they did it. And
well,
is
Beck going to get behind Trump?
I don't think he will.
So in that case, I would think that he would start to look more at the Libertarian options for people, considering that he's sort of come along a little bit down the Libertarian road over the years. I mean, Beck by no means is a principled Libertarian. By no means. But he has had Penn Jillette on the air to talk with him about issues. And Penn is a much more of a Libertarian than Glenn Beck is. And I think that had some effect. You know, those conversations had some kind of they wore on Glenn Beck. And by no means has he, you know, sworn an oath to uphold the non-aggression principle or anything like that. But I think he's loosened up on the war on drugs and has kind of come along on some issues. So, I don't know. I'm hoping we'll see more of this out of the Blaze. Perry said a federal agency with the power to control campaign finance through regulations has the power to hinder independent and third-party bids in favor of the current two-party system. A Birmingham, Alabama native, Perry moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, an effort to create a Libertarian majority in the Granite State. Perry said he's seeking the Libertarian nomination for president because he believes the party has, quote, drifted away, unquote, from its core beliefs to present a watered-down version of its philosophy. He said Libertarians aren't Republicans who like pot, and that's a common misconception about
sure.
them. Asked if his refusal to file with the FEC has negatively impacted his campaign in any way, Perry replied his decision to accept campaign contributions only via alternative currencies such as Bitcoin or gold has hindered him more. He has declined to accept regular currency because he believes the Federal Reserve should be abolished. Perry said that a general election between two unpopular candidates could present an opening for Libertarians to make an impact in November. Quote, on paper, it looks like an excellent opportunity. At the end of the day, Republicans will vote Republican because they fear the Democrats more than they support what they claim to support, and Democrats will vote Democrat because they fear Republicans more than they support what they claim to support. Unquote. Of course, I completely agree, and that's why I'm supporting Daryl W. Perry for president this year. Perry said that if a Libertarian candidate were to be allowed on the stage for a debate in a general election, it could be a game changer for the race. He's hopeful he'll be included in the upcoming Libertarian Party debates, which he will. He's going to be on the stage, absolutely, at the Libertarian Party National Convention.
There have been some that he's been excluded from, and that's unfortunate.
He does say, I'm too libertarian of a libertarian, unquote, he joked. A spokesperson for the FEC told the Blaze the agency does not comment, quote, on specific situations, unquote.
Yeah. The FEC has never heard of this guy and does not know what to do about your inquiry. Thank you.
Yeah. So kudos to Daryl for picking up some press there prior to even being the nominee for the Libertarian Party. And it should be interesting to continue to watch that and his candidacy as it develops. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Coming up, a bombshell AAA Safety Foundation study on THC, the active psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, in marijuana, and driving. So we'll give you that. But first, Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to Kiva. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, so I did mention that I went to like 50 Communist Party meetings and to Communist conferences on the East Coast. I lived in Boston for 3 years. And, you know, this all happened in the capitalist America. That's what's amazing about it. You know, it's like,
can you define capitalism for me, please?
Capitalism isn't like the major big owners that run everything. It's like privately owned. And the communism is supposedly the state owned. But, you know, for me, I would like something.
Well, technically, that's not what capitalism actually means, but that's what people have come to believe about it. What you're describing is more of like a cronyism or crony capitalism system where the government is used in tandem with these corporations by the corporations in order to sort of ensconce the corporations and protect them from competition. So a good example of this is the most recent the FDA regulations that are going to control and regulate the e-cigarette industry. That's basically going to put all kinds of smaller businesses out of business in favor of the big tobacco corporations. But let's continue the discussion, Sarah. Stand by. We'll bring you back. capitalism, communism. Sarah announced on the show a few days ago that she is a communist, that now that she's decided that she is going to become a communist.
I think that communism, sort of as a theoretical belief, actually expects the state to wither and die. So it's if it's the powers to the state, it's socialism.
855-450-FREE is our number, and you can join us here.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access. .org number 3030.
T-shirts! It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may Skype into the show. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Allows you to take control of the airwaves with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I wanted to let you know about the most dangerous superstition by Larkin Rose. It exposes the myth for what it is. Which myth is that? Well, it's the one that pretty much everybody falls into. It's a trap that people fall into. It's an unquestioned assumption that has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. And if people were able to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. So, The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and at LarkinRose.com. As we go back to Sarah, listening in New Mexico. Now, Sarah, I got to say, I'm not a fan of the term capitalism either. I just wanted to see how you would define it. Because, you know, it's important to make sure that we have our terms straight. So when we have a conversation, we're not talking past one another or talking, you know, in a way that we're not really defining the words the same ways, because then you're not really communicating.
But I think that capitalism is like in the 1930s, where they had robber barons, where they had monopolies, and the corporations just ran everything, and the workers had no, like, for example, like, workers' compensations, disability if you get injured at a job. These are all communist forms of government. And I think that, like you say, that the violence is not necessary. I don't support violence, like putting a bullet in somebody because they have $10 billion.
Well, you did. Okay, you've now gone back on what you said a couple nights ago where you did agree that the communist system, the forced wealth redistribution, would have to use violence on people, that is ultimately a system that threatens to use violence in order to redistribute wealth. And you talked about robber barons. Mark, you threw up your hands. Did you want to say something about that?
Yeah, robber barons are generally considered to be in the Gilded Era of, say, 1880s, 1890s, not the 1930s. But the robber barons had the power they had because of the government. And that, you know, that in and of itself just kind of shows some of the dichotomy of this. Monopolies can only exist when there's a state, because the state is the only monopoly, and then it will go and it'll grant further monopolies to other organizations. So if you'll find, for instance, if you can think of a monopoly, I would think of the power company. Why is the power company a monopoly? Because other power companies aren't allowed to compete. They're not allowed to string the wires up. They're not allowed to put up poles. That's why they're a monopoly, because the government says they can be. Now, if you say Microsoft or Google, well, I'd like to point out to you that, for instance, Microsoft, not a monopoly, right? Like,
there's competition.
You can get Apple, you can have Ubuntu, you can have Mint. There's a variety of other operating systems that don't use, that, you know, aren't on Windows.
Google even has their own operating system. It's called Android.
Right. You can use Google's operating system if you want. And Google isn't a monopoly in the area of search engines, because there's Yahoo and Ask Jeeves and a whole variety of them out there. So monopolies only exist because of the state.
Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is that if people really had better education, the violence was necessary to establish communist form in the past, but we could have socialism. Like, people understood that free education up until the university level, like we have in student, that's Sweden and Norway, they pay for education abroad in foreign countries. If people understood that's communism, socialism, people would automatically support it, universal health care.
That's false.
You don't have to.
So what you don't understand here is that people are different, and people don't necessarily support what you're talking about. While the idea of free education sounds nice, the fact is somebody's got to pay those teachers. Somebody's got to pay for those buildings. And that comes out of people's pockets. That comes out of taxpayer dollars. And if somebody decides they don't want to support that system in that way, like, I'm not against education, But I am against threatening my neighbors in order to force them to pay for something that they don't want to do. So, for instance, there are government-run schools here in Keene. I don't support those schools. I would prefer to give my money to a school that teaches the values that I support, to a school that teaches the students, the curriculum that I support. But instead, my money is confiscated from me by the threat of violence, then redistributed to these government schools, where it's then spent on whatever curriculum they want to spend it on. And so ultimately, I'm not persuaded by the idea of this supposedly free education or free healthcare. Because, by the way, when you put a monopoly in charge of healthcare, if you think it's bad now with the insurance companies, it'll be even worse once you put the government in control of it. So there are people who are just not going to come on board. While, yes, there are, throngs of individuals who will shout and cheer for Bernie Sanders when he talks about these things, that by no means suggests that 100% of people will agree with it. And even if you can get 99% of the people on board with your socialist programs, you're still oppressing 1%, and that's not okay, is it?
Well, you just can't have a perfect world, but these people...
I don't want a perfect world. I just want people to stop using violence against each other. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight for you is 855-450-FREE. I understand that if the government, as we know it, the state, if it were to disappear tomorrow, then the bad people in the world would still be there. Like the people who are using the state to rule over other human beings, those people aren't going to disappear. Even if we can end the idea of the state, we're not going to persuade every human being to all of a sudden respect the rights of every other human being. There are still going to be common criminals. There are still going to be, robbers and thugs and people doing misdeeds.
Sure, but at least they wouldn't have the legitimacy of the government to hide behind
right.
when they do it.
No badge.
Right. Well, right. I mean, when it ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Think about it for a second. If if somebody wants to do harm to you, employs violence against you, you can fight back. If the state, however, let's make it very, very, very abundantly clear, because we know that, at some point in the past, some police officer has used violence inordinately against someone else, right?
Oh, yeah.
If that happened...
Probably in the past hour.
Yeah, right. If that happened, you could not protect yourself with violence because that person wears a badge. Why? Because they have the legitimacy of the government. There's people in prison right now for shooting police officers that came into their house in the middle of the night on a mistaken raid on the wrong house. How can you tell me that that is legitimate? That is just holding up one group of people, the police, as though they're superior to the rest of us. And it's absolutely ridiculous.
Now, coming up, we'll tell you about a challenge that Bernie Sanders, there's been a throwdown here since Sarah is so interested in socialism. I think she would be interested in this proposal to challenge Bernie Sanders to a debate. We'll tell you about that. Also on the way, the bombshell news, Mark, that you brought in tonight about THC being tested. This is the active ingredient. It's what gets you high in cannabis. And does it cause a problem driving? We'll look into it here. 855-450-FREE. You can join us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you've missed the health care deadline and don't have any form of health care? Well, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans like you to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who've already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. As we continue, it's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here. The FreeThoughtProject.com, great website, reporting here on a bombshell study by AAA that finds no scientific basis that THC in your bloodstream impairs driving, which is going to be bad news for the police organizations of the world, although I'm sure they'll just ignore this and go on acting as though cannabis in the bloodstream is somehow a detriment to people and, you know, probably arresting them. I know they're coming up with testing methods. I don't know exactly what they've come up with, if it's a mouth swab or some sort of breathing apparatus. I'm not sure how they're determining it, but I know there are companies who are working on
the
that.
The difficulty here is whether or not, not that people might have, because cannabis will be in your blood. It'll, you know, like they can find cannabis in you mm-hmm. up to 30 days after you smoke, right?
Depending on how heavy of a user you were.
So I don't think that that's particularly the problem. I think the problem is really, trying to find out when somebody's actually under the influence of cannabis.
Right, when they're high.
Yeah. And so that's what these companies are trying to find out. It's not going to hold up in court if you say, oh, well, we found some, cannabis in somebody's blood or whatever, because then, you can find that all different times. They could have smoked 2 weeks ago.
No scientific basis exists to legitimize current THC testing in place in 5 states who base their impaired driving standards on THC levels in blood. According to a study from auto club giant AAA Safety Foundation, a blood test threshold for THC, the chemical component of cannabis that makes people high, is simply not scientifically possible. Yet, in 5 of 6 states where cannabis is legal, the tests are used to determine whether or not drivers should be considered impaired. Those tests employ a blood level-based judgment, similar to that used for determining alcohol impairment. But AAA found such tests for THC are wholly unreliable, sending potentially unimpaired drivers to jail and putting impaired drivers back behind the wheel. And if you can show scientifically that that is true, it will undermine those laws at
sure.
some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is, quote, an understandably a strong desire by both lawmakers and the public to create legal limits for marijuana impairment in the same way we do alcohol, said AAA's president, Marshall Doney, as reported by the Associated Press. Continuing, quote, in the case of marijuana, this approach is flawed and not supported by scientific research, unquote. After discovering the test had no value, the Safety Foundation recommended Colorado, Montana, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Washington simply ditch their THC impairment testing laws, and that other states considering similar laws abandoned their proposed legislation.
Yeah, somebody needs to have something as far as tests here, but this is not it.
As far as the study notes, determining actual impairment from THC consumption is quite different than for alcohol. Tolerances for the chemical would mean through, though a regular cannabis user might have high blood levels of THC, they're perfectly safe behind the wheel, while a relatively low THC blood level could be found in someone who's unfit to drive.
This might be the real opportunity for, libertarians to see what they've looked for in these driver under the influence laws is, impairment. Law enforcement officers probably can see, if they've had enough time to see somebody driving, they can see if they're impaired or not. Or if somebody calls in the world of cell phones, somebody can call in and complain that somebody's driving in an impaired fashion.
Right. And if the officer observes that, then that's reason enough to pull someone over.
Right. So, that might very well be the solution to the problem is that actually having trained professionals observe the driver is the best solution.
Instead of what amounts to arbitrary blood testing, AAA recommends specialized law enforcement officers who would better observe behavior as a determination of impairment, which could then be backed up by THC blood testing. As the AP noted, 9 states, even some with legalized medicinal cannabis, currently have zero tolerance policies in place for THC-impaired driving. These states' laws include not only blood testing for THC, but also for its metabolites, which can persist in blood long after the last use of cannabis. So, meaning that you would trip this test if it had been weeks since you last smoked.
Right. So what they're saying is they have zero tolerance for people who smoke marijuana in the last 2 weeks. So if you have to smoke marijuana as a, some kind of medicine,
yeah,
and you have to do that once a day, essentially what they're saying is that you may never drive an automobile.
It's insane.
And that puts a lot of people in America sort of out of the running for using medical marijuana that need this.
Yeah.
Maybe the ones that have chronic pain or something.
And it's unfortunate because I've sat in a lot of these hearings for medical cannabis, for legalizing it, and a lot of the reason why you get these laws about driving while stoned is because the lawmakers want to throw law enforcement a bone. It's like they feel sorry for law enforcement because
yeah.
they're taking away this, this big money from them. The war on drugs,
revenue source, yeah.
Right, the war on drugs is big money for law enforcement, And so it's like the lawmakers feel bad for law enforcement. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's the time has come that we do have to go ahead and decriminalize the cannabis. But we'll tell you what, we'll give you this law that says that anyone who's got it in their bloodstream, you can put them in a prison cell. And then, of course, the law enforcement salivates over that because they just love the idea of putting peaceful people in prison cells.
New equipment
apparently.
To test, people and all that stuff. Yeah,
right. So as the AP noted, obviously explained by New York University professor and specialist in drug issues and criminal policy, Mark A.R. Kleinman, these laws make no sense. He said, quote, a law against driving with THC in your bloodstream is not a law that you can know you're obeying except by never smoking marijuana or never driving, he explained. Kleinman, however, disagrees with AAA's recommendations to adjust the current laws and instead feels such offenses should be traffic violations. According to Kleinman, compared to other potentially dangerous impairments, cannabis is likely the least offensive on the list. While some studies showed roughly double the risk of accidents caused by cannabis impairment, nationally legal hands-free cell phone usage quadruples the crash risk, and a blood alcohol content of 0.12 increases accident risk 15-fold. The noisy child in the back of the car presents the same increased danger as driving under the influence of cannabis, said Kleinman, noting that an exception would be use of both cannabis and alcohol together, which could greatly increase impairment. Clearly ineffectual and illegitimate laws that senselessly send people to jail need to be abandoned with a quickness, and the AAA Safety Foundation's findings on THC blood impairment testing would be a fantastic place to start. Unfortunately, the government is not going to do anything with a quickness. It has taken forever to get to the point here where we are now in the 21st century, the year 2016, and in the supermajority of states, a plant that grows in the earth is still illegal. That's where we are, and it's unbelievable that it's this hard. It is so difficult to get these old curmudgeons in these state offices, in these politicians, to actually do something compassionate and get rid of at least this arm of the war on drugs, if not the whole thing.
Well, I think that they need to have something to test for people that are too stoned to drive. I just don't know what that testing is going to look like, and I don't think it's this blood alcohol test or this blood test.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on stoned driving or whatever's on your mind goes here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here if you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And as I said, there's a debate challenge for Bernie Sanders. He's come to represent the new socialist movement in America. We had a lady call in earlier tonight. Huge fan.
I think it's accurate, yeah.
She's a big fan of Bernie Sanders. That sounds like she likes the idea of socialist wealth redistribution and doesn't want to admit the violence that is inherent with that within that system. She wants to believe that people will come on board with this, and some will, but not all of them. You can never get everyone to agree on something. That's just people. They'll never agree on something. You know, there's always going to be a dissenter, if not more than one of them.
Those darn dissenters.
And as long as somebody's dissenting, they shouldn't be forced into something that you think is a good idea, just because you like the idea. Well, anyway, that's what Adam Kokesh would like to debate Bernie Sanders about. Adam Kokesh is a friend of the show. We've had him on here a number of times. Great liberty-minded guy, former military. He's he's always very persuasive.
I'd say one of the most articulate voices in the liberty movement today.
Yeah, and so thankfully, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has ponied up $100,000 worth of Bitcoin that he's offering to give to the charity of each debater's choice. So Bernie Sanders and Adam Kokesh will get to decide where $50,000 worth of Bitcoin is donated to once the three-hour-long debate is completed, and Bernie gets to choose an objective moderator. So the idea is it's a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, and there's big money in the offering for a charity. You can learn more about this by going to bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com.
You think Bernie would jump all over this because it's an opportunity. It was $50,000, right? $50,000
right.
For his favorite charity, and all he has to do is give up, what, an hour or two?
3 hours.
And 3 hours, and this is, there he is. He's able to promote his campaign in the process. This is a real opportunity.
Yeah, and I would love to hear the news that he actually agrees to this. I don't know how he is being approached about this. I presume Roger is doing more than just advertising the debate challenge on Free Talk Live, but I haven't talked to him about, you know, what is, have they contacted the Sanders campaign? You know, did they talk to his campaign manager? Who has been reached out to about this?
Sure.
I presume Roger is, you know, taking care of that.
Well, the Facebook is a real good way to spread this stuff around. Lots of people have been doing that. I'll put it up on our Facebook page again. And please go to the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, like it and share it so that at some point or another, some Bernie fans will see it and they'll share it to Bernie and say, hey, look, an opportunity.
So there's an insane story coming out of Arkansas over the last few days about the Arkansas
this
judge.
This is the Clinton story, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. This maybe he knows the Clintons. I don't know. But he has resigned after thousands of nude photos of defendants were found on his computer.
Yeah, what could possibly be going wrong with that?
Yeah. When I saw that headline, I thought, what? How could this be? I mean, how could a judge have come into possession of thousands of nude photos of defendants? Well, it turns out he was swapping sex for reduced sentences.
Gee, I could have never guessed that.
According to NBCNews.com, he resigned this week after a state commission said it discovered thousands of photos on his computer depicting nude male defendants.
Yeah.
In a letter to the Judicial Discipline and Disability Commission, Cross County District Judge Joseph Buckman said his resignation was effective immediately and he would never seek a job as a local, county, or state employee. Boakman's resignation came after the commission said in a May 5th letter to his lawyer that it was in the process of recovering as many as 4,500 photos. Quote, they all depict young men, many naked, who are in various poses inside the judge's home and outside in his yard, the letter states, adding that many of the men had received checks from the judge and had appeared before him as defendants. The letter reads, quote, there are numerous photos of naked young men bending over after an apparent paddling. Please accept this as notice to not destroy or otherwise dispose of this paddle.
What?
This is NBC News reporting. In documents filed earlier this year, the commission detailed the allegations of several men, including one under 18, who described appearing in Buckman's court for minor violations. The judge
and
would
had to get paddled and taken a picture of.
Yep. The judge would often give defendants his handwritten phone number and have them serve what he described as community service.
Oh, thank you, Judge. Thank you so much for that. Oh, God, that's funny.
Okay, at his house is where they were serving the service.
Yeah, they were.
In one case, a man described having a sexual relationship with the judge while he paid off fines that for which Boakman granted him extensions. So he wasn't even cutting the guy a break on the fines. The dude still had to pay the fines, and he had to have sex with the judge in order to get an extension on paying the fines. I mean, it'd be one thing if you were actually waiving the fine entirely in return for a sexual liaison. But in this case, he's just doing it. I mean, he's not even doing him a favor in return, really.
You know, apparently wasn't doing this to too many people. So maybe this guy.
4,500 photos?
No. I'm talking about this guy was actually having sex with the judge. The rest of the people just giving up photos after getting their bottoms paddled.
Well, remember, there's only several people who've come forward. Most of the rest of them have kept their mouths shut.
I hear you.
They've only now discovered the full collection that the judge has.
I'm just saying, maybe this guy's case is slightly different if he's the only one that fell for the trick. You know what I mean?
In another case, Boakman reduced a misdemeanor traffic violation and asked the defendant, identified in court documents as WM, to bring 3 bags of cans to his home.
Bags of cans.
After the judge offered him a drink, which he declined, Boakman informed WM that he needed WM to pull 2 cans from the bags and bend over as if he were picking up the cans. The judge then instructed him, quote, on how to pose and spread his legs farther apart, unquote. In documents filed in
February. Somebody judge has a preference.
Yep. In documents filed in February, Boakman denied the allegations, saying the photographs were used to, quote, corroborate participation in the community service. unquote. Except, remember, the photos are of young men, many of them who are naked in various poses. So I'm not sure that
not necessarily naked. Sometimes just bent over getting cans, apparently.
Yeah, not always naked. It does seem...
I'm not defending the judge here. Sounds like he's a perv.
Yep, well, he's definitely a perv. I'm sure many judges are pervs, but some of them don't let it get into their professional life like this. And, you know, I have to ask, if you are facing a significant amount of time, like if he were to actually reduce something from a misdemeanor here, it said he reduced a misdemeanor traffic violation. Now, it doesn't say to what he reduced it, but presumably from a misdemeanor to a violation, let's just say. If you've actually reduced something to where the person could have been in a jail sentence to where all they have to do is go and bend over and pick up some cans at the judge's house and maybe engage in some sort of sexual interaction with him.
I suspect there would be no shortage of people willing to do that.
Yeah, I can't say that that's such a bad deal, all things considered. If you have to have sex with the judge to get out of a felony charge, then,
Ian, I don't think we're talking about what kind of a deal it is for the defendant here. What this is about is the greater public being served by a judge who, you know, I don't know, lessens sentences on criminals for pictures of them bent over picking up cans?
Now, another story I saw about this said that the people that he was doing this with were the not so dangerous people.
Yeah, he's exploiting the
victimless people, crimes,
basically.
So, I mean, by no means is this guy a good guy. I'm not defending what it was that he did, but this is certainly unique. I mean, I've never heard of this one before. We've heard of a lot of abusive cops, but the judges just don't get caught as often.
I would say that where you have power, you have abuse.
Of course. And I'm just saying they don't get caught as often.
Where you have humans, you have sexual creatures. So where you have humans with power, you're going to have sexual abuse. Lots of judges, I'm just going to go out on a limb here without any evidence besides this guy, but I'd say lots of judges have used their power in exchange for sex, and that power has come in the form of lowering sentences and that sort of thing.
One inmate said the judge sent him a note asking him to, quote, spend some time with him, unquote. He took the note as sexual in nature and gave it back to the guard, refusing to meet him. In the courtroom the next day, he said Boakman was angry. Quote, I'm going to charge you $500 and an extra night in jail, and you go back there and tell your buddies how I feel about it, unquote. He recalled the judge as saying at the time.
Man, he needs to send a message to the jailhouse, his own personal harem. What a crazy man.
That's interesting.
I am glad I didn't get caught behind that weirdo.
Yeah, where was it again? I forget.
I don't know.
Arkansas. So, we've got more. You can join us here. Toll-free numbers. Since we're talking sex, STDs are apparently on the rise. Are the apps at fault? We'll talk about it. You can join us on Free Talk
Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.